All right, guys, here we are on this Friday, last break of the day. We want to say thank you to our special guest this morning, Miss Patti LaBelle, on the Queen's Tour with Gladys Knight, Chaka Khan, and Stephanie Mills. And I want to say a special thank you, by the way, to the National Black Radio Hall of Fame in St. Louis. They will be inducting me into the Hall of Fame tomorrow. So thank you, guys. I appreciate that very, very much. I'm humbled.
Congratulations,
thank you, and
Hall
honored.
Of Famer.
Thank
Congrats,
you.
Girl.
You deserve it.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
You get a gold jacket like the NFL.
I hope so. Steve?
Yeah. Hey, you know, my closing remarks today is just a commentary, I guess. I just want to share a couple of personal viewpoints that I have. And these are just my opinions. You're free to have your own. You're free to disagree with anything I'm saying. I just have a few random thoughts, I guess, that I just wanted to say. You know, I've been in this country my entire life. I grew up as a child in the 60s. I grew up in Welch, West Virginia, and Cleveland, Ohio. I've seen colored only water fountains, bathrooms, segregation. I saw that. There wasn't even busing when I was in school. We were purely just segregated. You went to school in your neighborhood. You didn't go in certain boundaries, everything. I watched this country evolve over the years, and I've watched this country stay the same over the years. I watched our previous presidential election, and the main campaign promise from our president was to make America great again. I said it from the very beginning. That's a dangerous slogan, because if you're asking me and telling me that you want to make America great again, you're assuming that it's not the way you want it to be, and you want to take it back to a place and time in history. And as I reflect back on my place in time of history, I can't remember when it was better for me. This is as good as it's ever been for me. And it still has so many holes in this Constitution and so many bullet holes shot in that flag, so many tears and rips in it. And it's just been hard to watch the senseless murders of black people in this country at the hands of police officers. It's been difficult to watch. It's been difficult to be a part of. It's been difficult raising my sons to teach them how to act when they pulled over so I can get my sons back home. It's been challenging to get my sons not to wear hoodies. It's been challenging watching civilians kill black people with no consequences. George Zimmerman lied. I'm talking about openly lied and believed it. It's been tough, man. It's been tough. And then to listen to somebody say, let's make America great again, and have to deal with where we are today. This is a sad, sad place. We don't have a democracy anymore. We live in where we have a leader of our country who refuses to say anything to unify us as a people. Just say something presidential, man. Your opinion, keep it to yourself sometime. I know I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. And then, boom, here we go. Some more dissension. I have watched the rise of white supremacist groups in this country since this man has been in office, because they feel as though one of us is finally in and we're free and able to say more. I've always known it was racism, y'all. Please understand I have. But the openness of it now is blatant. Shameless. I applaud the number of non-blacks that I see on Instagram still holding true. I watched this one man that just made me laugh the other day. His whole thing was, why don't we just leave black people alone? And then there are non-blacks who actually know the history. You know, why don't y'all get y'all self together? And this one lady said, well, every time they try, y'all go and get it down. Why don't y'all do something positive? Every positive movement, our own Wall Street, our own towns and villages, they burned them down to the ground. And now you want to hide that in the history books as if it never existed. I'm tired, man. I really am. I'm just exhausted. I'm exhausted. You know what I'm exhausted from? Asking everybody to just treat us equal, not better. I watched people say lately that the Civil Rights Act was wrong. It should have never happened. Do you know what Civil Rights Act, all it was saying? It just asked America to treat us civil. This ain't the Better Acts right, to give us more acts right. It was simply a civil right. All black people want is to be treated civil, just civil. You ain't got to give me no extra. You ain't got to open up no door. But let me say this one more thing, because I got a bunch of random thoughts. If you get on a plane and you see a black pilot, here's what you should do. Look at him, smile, go take a seat, put on your seatbelt, get your iPad out and start playing yourself some games, because you are in the safest hands you could possibly be in. Because let me tell you something. You wondering if he qualified? He's had to do 10 times what the requirements are for him to be in that pool, to be up in that cockpit. So sit your ass in your chair and enjoy your flight, because you got an overqualified person up there in that seat. That next time you see a black pilot on the plane, put your hands together for him and go sit your ass down and enjoy your very safe flight, because ain't not now one of them took a plane down in the history of aviation. And that go all the way back to the Tuskegee Airmen. Put that in the books, too. Yeah.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.